Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. China Fa Hui, an 82-year-old practitioner helps master with Fa rectification, Part 1. By Kai Chuan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am 82 years old, and I began to practice Falun Dafa in 1996. Over the past 20-plus years, I have encountered different tribulations and tests on my cultivation journey of assisting Master Li with the Fa rectification. With Master Li's compassionate protection, I have made it through without major issues. As the Fa rectification nears the end, I am presenting my experience at the precious China Fa Hui. Working together as one body. Master said, quote, "If you feel that something is not ideal in some regard, and you do your best to make it better, then that is remarkable. That is what divine beings want to see, and that is what a cultivator should do." Unquote. Fa teaching at the 2013 Greater New York Fa Conference. Although not a coordinator, I have been following Master's words to quietly complement our one-body effort to save people. Establishing a materials production site. Between 2011 and 2014, practitioners in my area needed lots of materials to help raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa. At the same time, there were not many material production sites, and our local practitioners needed financial support. My wife and I thus did our best to help. In 2014, many practitioners in our region experienced trouble gaining access to Minghui Weekly. To get help from practitioners with technical skills was even more difficult. I decided to seek help from practitioners in my hometown. I bought a new laptop and returned to my hometown, where I was excited to find many small-scale materials sites. Practitioners there shared their understandings with me, and two of them then taught me the skills needed to establish a materials site. At that time, I had no clue how to get online or download files. At 76, I was also slow when it came to learning new things. Nonetheless, those two practitioners were patient and selfless, making me realize that practitioners are one body. Remembering Master's words, quote, "When it's difficult to endure, you can endure it. When it's impossible to do, you can do it." Unquote. Lecture 9, Juan Falun. Those words helped me gain more confidence and wisdom. It is important to help other practitioners. One of them in my village stopped practicing over a year ago and began playing mahjong, a game often associated with gambling. I went to her place two or three times to talk with her. "Look, the Fa rectification will probably end soon. If you keep drifting like this, where will you end up? As practitioners, Master has removed our names from hell and helped us so much. If you stop practicing, isn't it a big loss? Master cherishes us more than we cherish ourselves. How can you let Master down?" She was in tears, full of regret. "I was wrong. Trust me, I will catch up," she said. She wrote a solemn declaration of her wrongdoings, and I helped her submit it to Minghui. Since then, she has been very diligent and has made great progress. She has done the three things well and has been telling others about Falun Dafa. Through her efforts, hundreds of people have recognized how the CCP persecutes innocent people and agreed to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. She has also helped other practitioners save people. Minghui Weekly. Minghui Weekly is a valuable resource for our cultivation. I found that many others have benefited from reading the periodical just like me. Noticing some practitioners in my village and nearby areas not reading it, I worried about them. To fill the gap, I spent some time looking for Minghui Weekly articles available on Minghui Radio and downloaded the audio files, including Seen in a Dream, Deep Regret for Not Fulfilling My Mission. My Understanding of Various Causes of Long-Term Sickness Karma, Part 5 of 5. Falun Dafa Practitioners in the Eyes of an Enlightened Being, Part 1. The Illusion of Illness. And A Discussion About Little Issues in Cultivation. Besides sharing these audio files for practitioners to listen to, I also downloaded over 40 articles from Minghui Weekly for other practitioners to read on the computer. Please note that Minghui cannot be accessed in mainland China without software that circumvents the internet blockade. The effects were good, and many practitioners are now reading Minghui Weekly. In March 2019, I went back to my hometown and brought over 10 micro SD cards that had sharing articles from Minghui on them with me. One practitioner had the symptoms of a stroke and was in the hospital. When I first went to visit her, she was too weak to get out of bed. Nonetheless, I reminded her to study the Fa more and gave her a micro SD card to listen to other practitioners sharing. When I visited her again a week later, she was much better and could get out of bed. She said one of the articles, My Understanding of Various Causes of Long-Term Sickness Karma, Part 5 of 5, helped her a lot. Part of the article reminded her that she resented her husband, something a practitioner should not do. This helped her understand cultivation better and improve the situation. Helping a practitioner to improve. A practitioner in another town had some issues that had lasted over a year. Other practitioners had shared their understandings, but the situation had not improved. I also went to visit her over 10 times. One major issue was that her main consciousness was weak and the external interference was strong. Furthermore, she was competitive, opposed others' opinions, and was jealous. I downloaded 2 articles from Minghui on these topics and gave them to her. I later downloaded 2 additional articles and went to see her again. When I arrived, she was very happy. "Uncle, what you brought me last time was very good," she said. "The other day, when I had difficulty breathing, I told myself that the resentment and complaint were not part of me. I also begged Master for help." She could feel Master purging bad substances from her, and she was very thankful. This time, she learned to look within and improve her Xinqing. She talked a lot about how she could improve instead of blaming others. I was glad to hear this, and she was also touched. "I know that without Master's help, I would have died a long time ago," she said. Teaching others computer skills. In 2016, the only practitioner in my country who could handle difficult computer problems was arrested and sentenced to 7 years in prison. After that, practitioners in nearby areas often came to me for help. One time, a practitioner from the county seat traveled about 20 miles to my place to ask for help. He was over 50 and had a bachelor's degree. "How about I teach you how to install the operating system?" I asked. "I have learned it before," he replied, "but when I encountered real problems, I still didn't know how to solve them." "You can give it a try," I said to encourage him. "Many practitioners, including you, are better educated than me and smarter than me. As long as we have the heart to do it, Master will help us." In the past few years, I've bought a couple of computers and taught several practitioners how to install the operating systems. The process is complicated, so I usually wrote down each step in detail. During this process, I visited the practitioners over 20 times and visited a materials site more than 10 times. I demonstrated step by step and asked the practitioners to learn as much as possible. In almost all these situations, I took the initiative to teach others instead of waiting for them to ask for help. I knew helping other practitioners learn how to use computers was critically important, and I just could not wait. Master has taught us this Fa of the cosmos. I am just one of tens of millions of Dafa disciples. Although already in my 80s, I go wherever I'm needed, rain or shine. Winters in northeast China are very cold and the roads are often slippery. I ride my electric tricycle to lots of places like a young man. I know this is what I am supposed to do, work with other practitioners to form one body. Clarifying the truth and saving people. Master said, quote, "If you don't take action to save sentient beings, you will not have fulfilled your responsibility as a Dafa disciple, and your cultivation will amount to nothing. For your becoming a Dafa disciple was not for the sake of your own consummation. This means that you shoulder a monumental mission." Unquote. Fa teaching at the 2009 Washington, D.C. International Fa Conference, from Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 9. From this, I have understood the importance of saving people. Making phone calls. In the autumn of 2013, another practitioner and I learned how to tell people facts about Falun Dafa by making phone calls. She often plays pre-recorded messages while I talk over the phone. The effect has been good. Less than a year later, in 2014, my wife suddenly died at age 78. We had been together for over 50 years, and I was very sad. I could not get over my grief. Within days, I began to cough and later got worse. I tried to send righteous thoughts, but it did not help, and I could hardly lie down because of my cough. At that time, a practitioner gave me two phone cards. He suggested that I'd better use both of them soon, since they would expire in 2 weeks. I agreed without hesitation. After that, I went to all kinds of places to make phone calls: my granddaughter's garage, my grandson's garage, and used up both cards in about 10 days. Over 350 people agreed to quit the CCP after I told them how badly the regime persecutes innocent practitioners. When I was given the calling cards, I was just thinking about how and where to make phone calls so that more people could be saved. I did not notice when the coughing stopped. Probably due to my righteous thoughts, Master helped me and my cough disappeared. Later, more practitioners joined the team. Without technical support, I have been coordinating maintenance and troubleshooting for these phones. From buying phones and calling cards, to making phone calls and collecting names of people who renounced the CCP organizations, I was busy and I was very happy. Clarifying the facts face to face. Master said, quote, "The situation is pressing, and so many lives are waiting for you to save them. I am extremely anxious." Unquote. Fa teaching given at the 2014 San Francisco Fa Conference. In one article in Minghui Weekly, a practitioner said he saw Master was in tears, worrying about the urgent situation. As Dafa disciples who assist Master with Fa rectification, we cannot remain numb in the face of the persecution. We have to help each other in our efforts to expose the persecution so that people can see through the CCP's hate propaganda. In fact, it is Master who is saving people. Master has arranged all the opportunities, and we just need to seize them to clarify the facts to people. I go out every day to talk about Dafa with all kinds of people, even street vendors. Even when I was talking to someone at a barber shop, a young man said, "If you keep that up, I will call the police." One of the barbers looked at the man and said, "He has already told the police chief about the persecution of Dafa. Who are you going to call?" The young man murmured to himself and left. When I visited my hometown 2 years ago, I helped 8 people quit the CCP. A rock in Guizhou province has the words, "The Chinese Communist Party is doomed," engraved on it. I traveled there to see the rock for myself so that I could better explain to people the fate of the CCP. During the trip, I helped more than 200 people quit the CCP. To be continued. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.